Welcome to yet another Farsight Media podcast. This is episode 3, and I'm not sure what it's called yet. We'll bring up an episode name for it soon enough. I'm Farsight Media host, and I'll be bringing you through this next hour or so with Sonic and Say Goodness, but more Sonic this week than anything else, really, because we broadcast, well, slightly later than Sonic's birthday, his 18th to be precise. So, yes, this is going to be one of the main features tonight. We've got a lot of things to talk about tonight, including Summer of Sonic 2009. The location has been unveiled, as well as a couple of other things, so we'll be talking about that later. And we've also got some other news about Farsight Media. Oh, like, it's done, for a change. So yes, that's going to be a bit more talking about that. But above all, it's all Sonic music this time on the Fast Media podcast, so stay tuned to listen to some good tunes, all of which you'll be able to download from the Fast Media website in the download section. Anyway, I should introduce the guest that we have with us tonight, because it is night, really. His name is Divrank, or Joe, depending on how you want to speak to him. And he's kind of an old BFS media in some respects. He's helped out in a number of places, and he's also got some of his own content on Fast Media's public access area at the moment. He's the first to do so, in fact. More about that later, but yes. I'll introduce Divrank. Say hello.
Hey, how's it going? I'm hoping that this is going to be a great event. This definitely, for Sonic's birthday, the attendance is going to be huge. Hopefully we'll see more people later on, and I hope that Fastbeat actually brings some dailies in this. It's 18th birthday, Sonic's 18th birthday. I believe that he should celebrate it the traditional way.
Yes, as he is now 18, depending on which country you're in, that means you can actually drink. So maybe we'll take someone down the pub or whatnot. Maybe he's down the pub now, we don't know. They say he could run to, you know, the best one or even the local.
I wonder what they're going to give for, like, a DUI for Sonic if he runs while drunk.
They wouldn't catch him. Well, mind you, it depends if what Sonic would do if he was that drunk and started running. It would just sort of go around in circles or something, create a little hurricane. Yeah, no one would catch him. So he's still right. But, yes, more meaningless banter like that to come up later on in the show as well. So far, we've just been listening to the special stage from Sonic 2, and we've also been listening to Death Ruins from Shadow the Hedgehog. And we're currently listening to the Remix Factory's version of Dreams of an Absolution, which Nick Brotherton did, of course. So yes, more good tunes to go on there. I'm going to dip in. I mean, we were going to have another guest with us, but he's clearly sort of waffled on elsewhere as well. Which is fair enough, because his audio quality wasn't great, so I think we're better off for it, to be honest. But we're going to have Cyfox with us, but he's sort of departed, but you never know, he might join in later. I'm just going to start with a bit of Fast Media news at the moment. I am going to possibly try something soon, which a lot of people might find interesting, and this might work well for the podcast and the website as well, is the Fast Media text line. I've got a separate phone number here now I've got a hold of, so what I might do is set that up as a Fast Media phone number. So what you can do is not try calling it, because I won't answer it. Is text in your shout-outs and maybe requests for the podcast. Anything you want to say, we'll put it on the site, or probably the podcast, I'd say. Hopefully we can get them up to every 2 weeks rather than every month, which is the schedule they're working at the moment, so we'll see how things go on that side. That's one of the new things about the site.
You also have the update on your website, adding new features.
There is. I mean, I'll start off with, maybe we'll go through each section in each bit between breaks.
Very well.
Let's start off with the home zone. I'll talk you through a little bit of my developer commentary, because to be fair, this is the 10th version of Fast Media, I think I've clocked at. And it's been in the works for 6 years, the site's been going for. And this is the first time I'm actually happy with the design, the way everything looks, everything's presented. And hopefully what that means is that everyone who's looking at the website, you are happy with how it looks, how everything's presented to you, and how you get to your downloads, the music, the videos, and public access, which are the other areas of the site now. Home zone is where you'll come to initially when you go to www.fastbeatmedia.net. And this is going to provide you with all the latest information about our downloads on the website, our user media, the music, and videos, as well as our recent entries from blogs, about the podcasts, updates, and general community news. So Homezone generally has a lot of the news and updates, and our reviews, features, previews, that sort of thing. So you'll be able to find that in there. But above all, that's just the homepage is there, and it gives you all the information around the site, and little hints, and little triples, and bits and pieces. You just get the latest information from downloads and user media, so it's useful just to pick up on that, really. And we've got the featured area, which is a nice little flash showcase of what's around the site, so that can range from an event which is going on, because there are a few soon, to just new things that are on the site. but you'll be able to keep up with our blog entries and just general now. For example, some of the most recently added entries, we've been wishing Sonic his happy 18th, so a little bit of blurb on that. What we've been doing today, actually, as part of that, we should probably start talking about Sonic's birthday, because I feel like it's a slightly momentous one, being the 18th. What we did today, because amongst the community there's a lot of different things going on, today we put a couple of albums up. First one was Sonic the Hedgehog's 10th anniversary soundtrack, which you can listen to on our music section, which is new. All we have to do is pop it to the page, using the Flash Player, you can just listen to all the tracks in the album. You've got a lot of controls on there for the volume, playback, all those sorts of things. So yeah, the 10th anniversary soundtrack is on there, which is from 2001. And we've also got True Blue, the best of Sonic the Hedgehog, which wasn't quite from the 15th anniversary, I think it was near the 16th actually. But that is some of the best sound and soundtrack, I think, really, from the Sonic franchise, from those two albums. So you can listen to both of them, and you can also download them. So put up for download as well at the moment. But like I say, on the site and do that, really. Some other things I've been reading about and that's been going around at the moment. Sega, obviously, is part of his 18th birthday. Today they've been having a big giveaway session with loads of goodie bags from Sonic X to Sonic Adventure, all kinds of weird things actually that have just cropped up. And they've mainly been given away through Twitter, which is a sort of mini blogging platform almost in a sense, really. Again, something we're part of now. But they've been given away on there. We've heard of people making their own cakes and just taking them into work with them or whatever and just eating the cake because it's Sonic's birthday, which is absolutely cool. We like to see that sort of thing, or we hear about it. What have you heard about much today, dear Frank? Has much been going on from what you've been talking to people?
Well, pretty much things locally. Things happening around Fast Sheet Media. There was a huge attendance. The last time I've seen this attendance was when I lectured economics in that same session. This time, it's completely different. Definitely for the better. We'll bring hopefully it'll bring more people to the site and improve the viewership, especially for Fast Beat Media site and Sega Sonic TV, which is soon coming.
Absolutely. On that note, Sega Sonic TV, if you look around the website, you can't really see it anymore. It's kind of just sort of faded into the background, just like some sort of blind colour. There's a reason for that, because personally around the site, I think downloads, music, videos, they're quite clear-cut, obvious what they are. I don't want to keep branding my Sega Sonic TV name on everything. It will appear in places, but just not in the same capacity as you'd see it across the site. Sega Sonic TV is going to appear within the home zone almost, because what we're going to do is if we have features or a review of something, it's going to be accompanied by a video, but let's assure you that the video will be of professional quality and will also just, you know, really reflect the content. It will go into a bit of depth about what we're trying to prove with the feature or the review. And stay tight for that one, because it will start appearing in post soon, so keep an eye for the updates. Internal hiccups there as well. Speaking. Anyway, not the best thing while you're on air. So that will be coming soon. What else has been going on? I know that Sonic Stadium have been doing something for Sonic's birthday today, but I haven't seen what. I've mainly been on Sega's Twitter today, seeing what they've been up to, really.
Primarily what you just reported.
Yeah. Right, I think we should go to some music in that case, really.
Alright.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to play some from True Blue and the 10th anniversary album as well, because they're quite close to the bottom of my listing, so it's easy for me to find. Wasn't for Sonic Unleashed being in the way. But we'll play some tracks from this, I think. Flying freedom, I think. Anyways, you're listening to the Fast Media Podcast, and I'll play some better tunes in a second, anyway. We'll be right back in a second. We'll be right back.
Neo, a music talent for your mind. JG Fox, JS Rooks, and BJ Style, close behind.
I know it's one.
Hello, welcome back to the Faster Media Podcast. I'm Fast Feet, and we have Dave Rank here as well.
Welcome, everybody. Pretty soon, we're going to have to sing the happy birthday song.
Oh, man, do we have to? I suppose we should, in respect, but yes, that'll be later.
I'll do it the Maryland
anyway,
way.
Anyway, yeah. You do that. Right, you've just been listening to Crush 40 and Bentley Jones, Open Your Heart, their own unique mix of that tune. Has you ever heard His World? Same there. And Sonic's Fight from Sonic X, and episode 1 indeed. Right, now we've got Live at Sandopolis from Project Chaos in the background. Good album, download it if you haven't already, it's actually on the server. Now, we're going to move on to more pressing matters, namely being Summer of Sonic 2009. We've had a bit of a gap in developments and everything that's been happening with it recently, until last week or so, when out of the blue, the website itself has actually reappeared, and you can find it at www.summersonic.com. If not, trail back to sonicstadium.org, because they're the creators of all. And just have a look at the page here. Now, for those of you who don't know about Summer Sonic is the world's first and only Sonic convention in the world right now. The first one was last year, 2008, in Dragon's Hall, in Covent Garden, or something like that. And it was quite an event for everyone. There's a picture on the Summer Sonic site from last year, with everything going on with Richard Jacques, TJ Davis, and a lot of us, and a big crowd there. But you can read up about it. If you're in the UK, the event's always held in London, and it's scheduled for the 29th of August this year. And it's... where is it going to be? Da-da-da-da-da. It's actually going to be in Truman Brewery, the Boiler House, which is in the eastish part of London. Not too far away from the centre, but not exactly close to it on your back. So you'll need to be getting the tubes out and about from wherever you are. Well, for instance, I'll probably, more likely myself, be in North London when Summer Sonic does happen, so I'll be travelling through the tubes. Anyway, it's a big venue. Let's put it in perspective. Last year, Dragon's Hall held 200 people as its capacity. This year, this has got a 500-person capacity at the Truman Brewery. So 2.5 times what was there last year. And it was heaving last year. So if we grow with the location size, and whoever comes, it's going to be interesting. The one thing that's niggling away at me at the moment is I've seen sort of like the architectural sort of designs and layouts of the place, and I'm a little bit curious how I'm going to lay out the floor or the stage or how that's even going to work. I like to play a bit of role in that, but I don't know how much control they'll give me.
Well, we'll see. I actually did some architecture when I was in high school, so maybe I can help you out with that layout. Otherwise, there's plenty of room to run for Sonic, especially at the brewery, which I would assume he's there. Celebrating his birthday. Partying a little too early, man. Yeah.
I don't know if he's in a brewery, but he's probably near a pub or a bar, maybe. I don't know. Why are we speculating on Sonic getting drunk? Let's just let that theory rest and whatnot.
It's the biggest party of all, 18. Especially in the UK.
Yes, indeed. Yes, we do actually have sound effects here now, which is absolutely fantastic, as you might have just heard a minute ago. And they're all taken from Sonic 1 as well. You can hear Sonic jumping, like, and reaching the checkpoint, and dropping all the rings. So, that's quite cool. But we might use them a bit more selectively, in a more playful manner. Perhaps when we have a quiz sometime, for some goodies, because there's plenty sitting around here at the moment. Anyway, so yeah, coming back to Summer Sonic. Drifting off topic there. It's going to be a big event. So, for starters, I'm pretty sure that Richard Jakes, or Jax, and TJ Davis are good to come back. I think maybe even Lee Brovton may be making a return appearance, but I think everyone's really hankering for the likes of Jun Sunu and some of the Sonic Team people, Crush 40 maybe. That would absolutely be fantastic to have those guys, a band on stage performing Sonic tunes, from the guys who actually made them as well. So it's fantastic enough having Richard Jacks, but obviously it can get bigger and better, and we all know that. So if you are possibly thinking about going, if you're in England, that helps for start, or the UK. You can obviously get transport there, but I'd be booking any hotel places or seeing if you know anyone who lives around there. Surely someone in London, you know? And be able to crash for the weekend and go down, because it'll be on a Saturday. So thing is actually on an August bank holiday weekend, which does not really help, and it's me suggesting trying to book anything which is going on right now. So, yeah, get things booked now if you're going to go. Soon they're going to have on SummerSonic website a little section, just like they did last year, just getting you to sign on saying, I will be there. You can't say, oh, I might be or maybe there. You have to say, I'm going to commit, I will be there. I've got it booked, I'm there.
Such a, pretty much a, an RSVP.
Essentially, yes. But because it's we consider a smaller event, obviously other things that are going on, like big games conventions, anime conventions and the like, we like to think, you know, make sure everyone's name's down, they all appear, and because it's sometimes for the younger ones, shall we say, which enjoy Sonic, we'll turn up as well. But saying that, we had such a range of people last year and everything was fine. But there's going to be a bit more security this year, I think, really. Like last year, there'll probably be room for all the drawings, the merchandise, playable stuff. I'm imagining maybe Sonic and Sega game All-Stars Racing is going to be there. I'm not sure what Sonic game's going to be there. There's not a lot being released anytime soon. Only unleashed on the mobile phone at the moment. And perhaps Chronicles is coming out in Japan sometime soon, I know. So I don't know, maybe they might release a game there, or announce one. Well, not release one, just announce one, I think. which brings me neatly onto Fast Media again. Like I said, we're going to go through each section, basically. So it brings us onto downloads. Now, I know a lot of you like having your little music collections on your iPods, your computers, whatever. It's fantastic to have. I love it and indulge it every day. And there's nothing better than having one central place where you can actually get hold of all your tunes, and particularly the Fast Media video as well. We're not putting images on, we'll be putting them in their own little place soon. But you can download lots of stuff. I'll put it this way, there's nearly 25 gigabytes of stuff to download. So there's 6,000 files, and I have another load, double that to add soon, so another 6,000 odd files coming on. So far, in less than a year, we've had 112,000 downloads, roughly. So not too bad. Sonic Unleashed is the most popular thing on there as well, really. You can look at the statistics and keep a track of the RSS feeds, just like every other area of Fast Media as well. There is an FAQ on there, and you can upload written files, but we'll come back to that when we get to public access later on in the show. So, yeah, the main categories that I download is Fast Media, Public Access, Sega Games, Sonic the Hedgehog, and Video Games. Because that's mainly what we cover, really, video games, and more specifically Sega and Sonic. So yeah, you can always check out all the downloads there. Latest ones are displayed on the homepage there. I just have a browse around generally. You can also search, and again, that applies for every page, so that's handy. But the most recent stuff that's been added on, if I just hop back to the page, is some outtakes from Sega Sonic TV, which you may not have seen, and I look like a prat in them. So don't watch them. A couple of videos from public access, including DivRank's own Faint Remastered video, which is a Linkin Park music video. Quite nifty, who watch it, it's a good bit. It actually appeared in Sega Sonic TV, so another thing to check out there. And just some new albums, which you talked about earlier, and some new trailers. But that ties up the download area, plenty of stuff to get hold of there.
Might I recommend watching the outtakes?
You would say that, wouldn't you?
I actually thought that second to last one actually came out pretty nice. Out of nowhere, there was just an, oh no!
I think that might have been because I forgot to, because part of the skit I was going to do in that little scene was I was going to pick up the mug at the end and just drink from it if you actually watched a proper scene. And I forgot to do it, and I was just
I have.
They are funny, and there'll be more coming from Sega Sonic TV Episode 3, because there's some outtakes from there. This is all stuff from the DVD, which never got released, obviously. So we'll be putting more unreleased content on there soon. The episode, if you thought the Episode 6 outtakes were good, look at the Episode 3 one, see? Funny, huh? You'd never think a microwave would be so comical, really.
When you did the, you mean the chili dogs?
Yeah, that episode. Those who know of it. Right, I'm going to get on to putting some more music on, I think, and we'll come back and start talking about music and video because they kind of tie in well together. And we'll go through some of the news as well. But now we're going to put Sonic CD music on. You can do anything. And Cosmic Eternity, Believe in Yourself, because those two tunes paired together like a really well put together piece of something.
Peanut butter and jelly. Well PB&J.
Yeah. Opinions vary.
You could always do right. Big Daddy version. Spaghetti and something else, something random, which didn't even compare, but I like PB&J.
There you have it. Exclusive from Faster Media. Anyway, you're listening to the Faster Media Podcast. We'll be back very soon with more on the site and everything that's happening with Sonic at the moment. Stay tuned. welcome back. Yes, this is a Fawcett Media Podcast, episode 3. I've actually thought of a name for this episode now. It's a belated birthday episode.
But not because, in America.
Just not in America. I have to get technical about it. It is over here because it's late. Well, we just had Cosmic Eternity, Believe in Yourself, as well as Sonic You Can Do It, both from Sonic CD and animated introductions and outros, respectively. Now I'm going to have some Sonic 06 tunes in the background, because despite Sonic 06 being a buggy game and, like, great generally, there's a few really nice picks of music in there, I think, anyway. The next two, which we're going to part for this, which is Crisis City and the Sweet Sweet 06 Akon mix, which is from Dreams Dreams, originally. Anyway, enough random trivia. I will bore you all shortly with the music and video section of Fawcett Media. Now, again, you can find them at fawcettmedia.net/music or videos, respectively. What you find here is essentially everything that's on the downloads area, or will be shortly, but you can listen to it or watch it on the page straight away, and you don't have to download it or nothing. Now, this is used with Flash, and it's a nice simple player, both for the music and for the video. I've worked on both players quite meticulously, I'd say. The video one more. But you can listen to the albums. There's a download button to the right of them, so you can download there. All the buttons on the player are customized, so you can play, go back a track, select things from a playlist on the music player, as well as music and shuffling forward the music. You can do a few things to it. The video player is different as well. You can play on pause it or change the position of the video, mute it, because we didn't have room for it, but we'll be adding that feature on soon to change the volume level. And it also has a full screen option. Now this works if you've got widescreen or a normal 4x3 monitor or resolution, as it were, because the video players are of different sizes depending on the video, which we've got all hauled of. So you'll always be able to watch a video full screen, film. Pretty much 99% of the screen. It is a little bit buggy at the moment, but we are working on a new player if you're on it as well. But
at least
we'll
it functions.
A good time.
That's it.
It functions
it.
Pretty well.
And you don't have to go through like things like YouTube in case they decide to mute it or completely take your video off.
Yeah. What I will say about the music and videos area is that this is for like sort of official stuff more than anything else, really. This is where all of the recorded history of Sonic music. And their videos, as well as Sega music and video, and the video game stuff as well, that goes in there as well. But you'll also find them under known categories, like for videos, commercials, or trailers, which you can find on the left side of the page. They're all categorized in the right order, basically, as well as which game they're actually for. And the same applies for the music as well, which is obviously categorized in a similar fashion. And you can also share it with the RSS feeds that are gained there, they're noted across the site, you can pick them up. But apart from that, I mean, yeah, you can also comment on them as well and rate them as well. So depending on how good you think it is, you can actually rate it and leave your comments as well. You don't have to register with the site. So to watch, download, and say your 2 cents about everything, or 2 pence, whatever you want to do, you can do it. You have to register. It's really simple to do, and I encourage more of you to do it because there's a lot of people out there in our community, and they'll be interested to read what everyone else has to say. There's always interested to banter about the media in the games. Because that's not something everyone always takes on board, but there is some good stuff in the Sonic and Sega series, which you'd be surprised. I think I've got a good 6,000 to add on the Sega area as well.
And increase the capacity.
Indeed, there's just going to be so much more on the site now, because rather than me building it, which is one of the updates I put on the site recently, I've been building it and working in the background and making stuff work. Now I'm just putting stuff on. So you'll be finding new content almost on a daily basis, really, because I pretty much have time to do that, and it doesn't take as long, so it's ideal. But that will bring us neatly to public access next, and in turn, I have a special thing to do as well, about that. But we'll come to that in a sec. What I need to come to is the news. Now, I'll try running through this as quickly as I can, this is just some of the newest stuff that's been going on in the community, basically, mainly around his birthday, some of the newer games, and eBay, and that sort of thing, as we usually do. So, as we do the news, I'll put our good old jingle on, and get this rolling in a second once I've queued it all up. Look how well prepared we are.
There we go. There's a song.
Right. No, we actually do have a proper news backing track. You guys have heard of it, because you've been listening to the podcast. Anyway, let's roll it in. Here comes the news from the Sonic community in the last week or so. ASR, why Sonic is in a car. Interview reveals there's a story behind it. Most everything needs to have a story. Also it does. So it seems. Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing apparently will be no different. Whereas competing fair, such as Mario Kart, allow players to jump right into the action and overlook interview conducted at E3 by GameSpot's Homer Rivera suggests ASR will be completely different. Though asked in a roundabout fashion, the question was similar to those many in the community asked upon first sight. Why is Sonic the purpose purported fast? I think that's reported fastest thing alive limited himself and to the confines of a car. The much of the video interview himself actually below will be to old news to most. It is the middle of a Q&A that will confirm most distinguished ASR from other quick races, the inclusion of some storyline. Interesting. And next on the news, Sega celebrates Sonic's 18th with swag. All of this available today on Twitter and Facebook. Although this is obviously past, Sega hasn't forgotten about Sonic's birthday. The Europe division, and more specifically Blogging Head RJWK, will be giving away tons of prizes through Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, the promotions will run in a similar vein to Sega's free stuff Friday giveaways, except you'll be following the Sonic Games feed and not the Sega feed. Due to influx of Twitter followers, that resulted in the contest's announcement late yesterday. And next on the news, happy 18th birthday, Sonic. Official birthday marked today. For Sonic fandom, there have been many highs and lows over the years, and recently such extremes have wildly fluctuated on a number of topics. Today, however, it is a good day for all Sonic fans. It is Sonic's birthday. Though the game's storyline has kept him at 15 all these years, it is in fact 18 years ago today that Sonic made his first splash on gaming. I put the next track on. On well, June 23rd, 1991, we're still going. The original Sonic the Hedgehog was released on the Sega Genesis in North America and the Sega Mega Drive in Europe. Japan saw Sonic about a month later on July 26th, 1991. The game and the Hedgehog would mark a new era for Sega, an era where the company didn't what Nintendo didn't, and finally brought healthy competition to Nintendo, both in mascot appeal and when it really counted in the bottom line. And next, Metal Sonic Rising with 10-inch figure. As reported last week by TSSZ News, Jazzwares are releasing by an urban vinyl figure of Metal Sonic, dubbed a Juvie. Metal Sonic will be available to buy from the San Diego Comic-Con at the Entertainment Earth booth and from ToysRUs.com. The big news is that this isn't the only Metal Sonic figure we'll be seeing this year. While the Juvie Metal Sonic is cool, and all what I really wanted to see was a Metal Sonic figurine, some TSSZ news readers were quick to point me in the direction of a particular figurine, but it was one of the many of the different Sonic-based figures released in the UK in the mid-90s. And next on the news, Bean plushie slated to sell on eBay, a rare character. You may remember this back in April when we told you about the plushie of Bean of Dynamite hitting the eBay auction block for an absurdly high price. It didn't sell for the first time, and it didn't even sell the second time, reduced asking price. Now, more than 2 months after it hit the auction block, it finally looks like someone will grab the Frenchman's self-proclaimed rare item, paying only half of what was originally desired. And that's most of the recent news on TSS News. They're top stories, as it were. So, you know, yes, if you want to check out the latest Sonic and Sega news, go to www.tsszznews.com.
I would have to say that there is something that, that's been someone who's been neglected, and that's Robotnik, Eggman, however you want to call him. I think we should give him a happy birthday as well, even though it seems a bit undeserving trying to conquer the world, but I think we need to give it to him.
Well, Sonic wouldn't be in the limelight, so that's one thing to consider. Yes, those of you who can hear the music in the background are starting to cringe slightly at the 90s cheese. It's Wonder Man and a 12-inch edit. We had the 7-inch on the first episode. But it's good. It's good, full of cheese. And I've actually got the music video to this, which will be appearing on Fast Media soon. It's unbelievable. It's questioned whether even a Sega rep appeared in the video or something like that, or like higher up. Crazy stuff. But that'll be coming up soon.
This I gotta see.
Yeah. The good thing is, I would say about the music and video section is that we source our videos from loads of different places, basically. Because it's Sonic and Sega stuff, if you take it from someone, there's no too big of an issue, because at the end of the day, it's Sega Sonic's copyright, and we only put stuff that's there to sort of promote it anyway on our site. So, and it's nostalgia, really. It's all these sorts of things, really. But we'll put it on there, like, we'll take clips from YouTube, even if someone else has put them up there, because we want to house this archive, and it will be the biggest in the world of its type. The downloads on Fastly, it already is, basically. And we'll do the same for music and video. You'll just be able to listen to everything, and if you want to have it on your computer, there you go. But anyway, I think we should play some more music, just to bring the show on to its next and final segment, perhaps, really. And we'll play some good tunes on in the background as well.
Very well.
I think we'll let Wonder Man do his thing. And we'll have some Enflow, because Enflow were part of Sonic's history anyway. Musically, at least, I would say. So, yeah, very important. And then some Unleashed, I think. And we'll go from there. But, yeah. You're listening to the Fastly Media Podcast. We've got some more great Sonic tunes coming up. And we'll be back very soon. This is Fastly Media Podcast. if you've completed Sonic Unleashed, then you can listen. If not, I would turn your ears away. This is Super Sonic vs. Perfect Dark Air from Sonic Unleashed. Back here with Dear Frank once again. Been mulling over lots of thoughts and been talking about the show Dexter, but we're not going to be talking about it on the podcast because it's not that sort of podcast. Right, I'd like to go straight into the deep end of this one. Public access. Basically, it's a community area and it shows off everything that you guys do and everything that you guys put on the site. And everything the community puts on the site as a whole, basically. That last track you heard was Hideki Naginuma, Sweet Soul Brother, but it was a double devolution mix from Dan Dyer. And that's the sort of thing that we'll have on public access. Right now, we've got two things on public access. One is Div Rank's faint remastered video, and the other is C.S. Baker's Mr. Sinister vs. Sonic video, both music videos. Right now they're competing for a little sort of public access lead, if you will, at the moment, because one's on 8, one's on 7. Div Rank's on 8, CS Baker's on 7, so it's close. I'm not sure what the views are, but we're not going to get too much there.
That's what I was going to go on to next, but...
But public access is probably going to be the newer, more prominent feature of Fast Media. And right now you don't have to log in to use it, but we're going to have to set up a system to do that, because it's going to be a better idea for everyone. What you can do in it, you can do lots of things. First of all, you can use the chat room, which is shared by Radio Sega and used by us as well, basically. You can go in there and you can type in a username, get started straight away and start speaking to people, and yeah, just get amongst everyone else who's, you know, used to Sonic the Sega, and get amongst everyone else, basically. Have a good old chat and chill away. We also have forums, but they're offline now. And do you want to know why they're offline?
Why?
Because of the Lushans. The Lushans is a main cause of it, amongst others. But we've had a lot of spam on the forums, and I need to do a bit of research and get something a bit more robust and a bit better on there, really, as well. What we might do is tie it into public access, in a sense. So your forum login is just same for your public access login, and you log in. And then the next bit ties in, you upload your media. That's what you can do. You can upload literally any file within certain reasons, mainly media, so music, image, or video. You can upload it to Fast Media's public access side of things, and it comes to us basically. You go to the upload page, fill in the details, and once you do, just let it upload once you submit your file. It's a 50 megabyte limit, to be fair, because we can't have so much. There. It might be 100 megs soon, I might change it, but at the moment there's a limit on that. That's the only really complicated thing about it. You upload your file using your web browser and wait till it's done. I just stress that. We remind you to leave it for 5 to 10 minutes, particularly if it's close to the limit as well. But it will upload and it will tell you on that page afterwards if you've uploaded or not, basically. Divrang did it with some succession.
No, it worked.
So,
I just got a little intimidated by the loading bar. You know, on Firefox and Internet Explorer. Just didn't move, but
yeah,
it worked.
That's it. That's what we didn't say to really. You should just leave it. It will do its thing. It's a bit weird getting upload things to work with web browsers because they tend to be a bit iffy at times. And they're like, oh, I didn't upload it. Oof. And it just can't handle it. It's weird. But ours does work, so that's a good thing. One thing we'll stress about uploading your own media, though, is if you do that, It's not a sort of, oh, it's on the website. It doesn't even recognise who you are, etc. It'll come to me, I'll sort it all out, and I put it on, and if I'm about, then it'll usually be within an hour, but I would say that I expect your meat to be on within a day or two. It will appear, and the main thing is, you're giving consent when you do this to actually upload it, that you're actually allowing me to put it on the site and to download it as well, basically. Because that's where it will appear, people will be able to download your file, so just so you know. And that brings us on to other areas. If you're a bit bigger in the community, and my word goes out to all you guys, because some of you know who you are, if you have a radio station, or maybe even a live TV station, some of the prototype stuff coming along, we have a live media section, so you can actually get featured in your own section. We're working on a player to get it to work on the site, but nothing I've used so far has worked, so we'll see about that. Either way, we'll promote you, which will mean we'll go to your site, which it does at the moment. Radio Sega will be promoted at the moment, because they're partners with us in a way. So, you know, you can check them out, and the radio that comes from there. But then again, from the upload side, you get all the recently added stuff. So, Dear Frank is on there, T.S. Baker's video's on there, along with Sega Sonic TV, which we're hearing there. And say, for example, if something like the Sonic Show was on there, it would appear under community videos. Whereas Dear Frank, an individual, basically, who's publishing. So that's a user video. So we sort of segment it like that, but you'll get the gist of it when you look at the page, really. So yeah, community or individual, doesn't matter. Upload your content to Fast Media, it will get put on, people will be able to view it, and they'll be able to respond to it, comment on it, and you can find out how good it truly is to compete with the rest of the entire community. So this is where public access is going. You'll control the content at the end of the day, really, and I'm interested to see where it's going to go. Don't be scared to use it, because it really is easy peasy. We are going to build more guides and things like that soon, but they will come after a while. Anyway, so that's mainly covered. More ranting.
Well, I would have to add that since it is a public public access, just be aware that there are kids who go on the site. You know, video games is more for like the younger audience, especially Sonic the Hedgehog, who's an up and coming video game character. So I'd say, as far as content, keep it more or less clean. Language, likewise, it'd be encouraged. That's what I would say. As far as videos go, uploading, it will have to go through Fast Feet. So trying to pull a fast one on him wouldn't work.
That's it, all the content that comes in, I approve and look at it before it goes on. So, yeah, don't worry, if you're going to pull a fast one, I will be watching it, so, yeah. And above all, it's, you know, it's not a mature adult place. It's a reasonably mature place, Fast Media, but, you know, we don't overdo it in this place, not that sort of place. You know, keep things kosher, Fast Media, really. So, yeah, if you do upload something that is adult content, you're like, oh, why is it, you know, not on there? It's like, well, it's not exactly what we've put on the site. It's the same sort of reason that we can't have like the cartoons of Sonic X on the site, because we get sued, and similar would happen with that sort of situation. And we shan't go down that now. Not now. So what are the things to look out for at the moment for the keynote Sega and Sonic fan? Well, Sega got a few things on release at the moment. I mean, All-Stars, Sonic and Sega Racing. It's a long title, I wish they hadn't named it like that. Why couldn't they just call it Sonic Car or something like that, just to piss Nintendo off? I really wish they had. Because that's what it's going to be, essentially, really.
But maybe they could abbreviate it to, like, acronyms, maybe. SSR.
Well, TSSS News, SR, that's what they've abbreviated to it, but I'm a little bit like, that's an alright name, but, yeah. MSR's a better name. It just sounds better, rolls off the tongue better.
It's true.
So I certainly would stay tuned to TSSZ News and Summer Sonic for any updates on big things that are happening in the community. I'd also think this is a good point as well to prove. On every area of the site, I mean, we've got the home zone for our articles and stuff, downloads for the obvious, same for music and video, and then public access has all our community sort of stuff in it as well. Community is kind of a separate section which appears on the left side of the site, everywhere, basically. It's only slightly different on the downloads area, but for me. What you get everywhere on the site, really, is a few buttons, just to show you that you can get easy access to the chat room, not the forums at the moment, really, the upload areas as well. Let's talk from the forum are there as well, but they're not too great, so, I mean, the fact that it's offline and them, not updating them. Fast Media Twitter is there as well, and that is just basically me updating you on what I'm doing with the site and what's going on. So keep an eye on that, and you can also subscribe to it if you have a Twitter account as well, really. Follow us on Twitter, so have a go. And we have TSZ News is on as well, really, all the five latest headlines. So you click on them and you'll find out what's going on. We have our affiliates, which I call Friends of FFM, because I forget the sounds better. Radio Sega, Sonic HDM, Sonic Rex, Sega Driven, which should be Sonic Yoda, Emerald Coast, Black Hero, Sonic Speed Zone, and Mario Media. Because they are parallel of the Sonic community, they're the Mario community's media. And above all, there's 9 good Sega sites at the bottom as well, which are Sonic and Sega in nature. Do you play Sega, which is a bit of a laugh to just play on little arcade games, but every region is Sega different. So yeah, have a browse, because there's plenty out there, and I'm just trying to encourage you. But keep an eye on a few weeks, because every area gets updated, and you'll be able to see what's going on, particularly if you have updated it to the RSS feed. But anyway, it's getting late here, and I think we need to cap off the end of the podcast here. I do want to play something quickly. Whilst we've also had some fantastic music on this show, I'll give you the absolute worst remix I've ever heard in my life. And I think Dreadnoks of Sonic Stadium agrees with me this, because he said this on his own podcast or his own SSR show a while ago. I'm just quickly going to play this because it's only a minute long. But this is called Honest and Sonic Circuit. And briefly, what this guy has done to remix the track is put two Sonic Adventure tracks over one another, really, and it just sounds horrible. It only lasts for a minute, less than that, actually. So,
way to close it. Way to close the show with that.
I don't know, the last thing you want to hear from our podcast is just, oh, my ears! Alright, well, we should just end on that.
No, I don't think so. I just think something good, something festive, maybe something that leaves them saying, "Wow."
Open Your Heart was a good track.
That works.
I'll just make a little bat before we finish, though. They are fantastic.
Alright, yeah, I mean, I haven't even heard this song. I'm actually intrigued to
you'll
check
have
it out.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna have to add something here, but yeah. That's coming. So, yeah. Okay, okay. Right, well, we're gonna finish up the show now for that. This has been another Fast Media Podcast, episode 3, the belated birthday episode. keep up to date with the site, because there's plenty going along with all updates of all 5 areas of the site now, so we want your media, and we want also for you to keep checking out the site, because there's plenty going on, and as we lead up on the road to Summer Sonic as well, plenty to keep an eye on. I've been your host, Fast Feet, and you've also been joined by a good old Fast Media friend, Divrank.
I wouldn't miss it for the world. I turned down Harry friggin' Potter for this.
Yeah, but Harry Potter sucks, and we all know. I think comparison to Sonic, anyway.
Well, close up. Say happy birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. Happy birthday, Sonic. We will probably add the birthday music in, maybe, but I haven't got it to hand, so we'll do a bit. But it'll be coming.
That's pretty cool. Tomorrow.
Here's, oh, I see that was really bad. Alright, we'll just play Honest because this is the worst track in the world, undoubtedly, and then we'll finish off with Open Your Heart. So this has been the Fast Media Podcast, and we'll catch you again within the month, with any luck. See you, and bye for this time. Bye-bye!
So long.
Just an awful track. Just listen to it. The quality of one up speaks for itself.